What do you do if a pipe bursts or your toilet backs up? Well, you call your super or Google a plumber, right? It's not so easy in the town of Jackman, Maine, population approximately 800. Their local plumber recently retired. Now the closest is 50 miles away. So one family has partnered with a local school to create a plumbing scholarship, $2,000 for a young person who agrees to train as a plumber and work in the town. Larry and Cheryl Harth started the scholarship. Larry's on the line with me from Jackman, Maine. Welcome to the program.
Thank you kindly.
So, Larry, can you tell us the story of the day your family realized you needed more plumbers in Jackman?
Well, approximately 2 years ago, we built a new home here in Jackman. We've moved back from the West Coast, and we had a plumber coming approximately 50 miles away. We had a need this past year for that person to come to do some more work, and we were promised that they would. Well, it's been 2 years, and we still have not seen that person.
Wow. Most people get annoyed with that, you know, four-hour window, let alone having to wait for 2 years.
Exactly. Fortunately, we have a number of people who can help us in the plumbing needs, but they're not licensed plumbers. And so we've had a scholarship through the high school since 1998. We finally said, you know what? We have a great electrician and many carpenters, but we do not have a plumber.
So how does the application process work? And are you looking for people in Jackman or people who might want to move there?
Well, our preference is to have a student or a past graduate. With that, then we have somebody who is established, who knows the town, has the love for the great Northern Woods, and we're hoping that this will entice them.
You're with Denise Plant, who's the principal of Forest Hills Consolidated School there in Jackman. Can I talk to Principal Plant?
You surely can, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Larry. Principal Plant, I think a lot of people would assume that every town has at least one plumber, and I've definitely been through towns smaller than Jackman. Is it very remote there?
We're pretty geographically isolated. We have between us and the next really small town about 50 miles of trees. And those are winter roads and or moose roads. We actually have been designated by the state of Maine, and they call us an onshore island.
Wow. And how many students are there at your school?
Well, we have one building, and it's K through 12, and we have 168 starting this school year. This year's graduating class is 12 students.
Wow. What kind of applicants have you had so far for this?
We've had a lot of people interested in moving to town to be the plumber. We've had one very interesting call from somebody who has snowmobiled in the region, which is one of our larger tourism attractions. He could be the licensed plumber that this scholarship student could apprentice under.
That's nice. I imagine being an avid snowmobiler, you wouldn't mind so much going out on emergency and plumbing runs in the dead of winter.
That's true.
Denise Plant, thank you.
You're welcome.
Denise Plant is the principal of Forest Hill School in Jackman, Maine. She's working with Larry and Cheryl Harth on a plumbing scholarship for the town.